is Drill and Bill, the fast dental owner brief on the money leaks nobody puts on the profit and loss statement. Today's leak, the hygiene chair you're leaving empty to protect your margin and why that's usually the more expensive call. So here's the move, before the math. If you've got a hygiene chair sitting dark because you won't meet the market on pay, run the cost of that empty chair in dollars this week and set it right next to the cost of the raise you're resisting. Most owners have never actually done that side by side by side. When they do, the expensive raise stops looking so expensive. That's the whole thing in one sentence, and you can run it before your first patient of the day. Now the context, because the number is the part that stings. Hygienist pay is up roughly 23% since 2024. Nearly 9 in 10 practices report real trouble hiring, and the average time to fill an open hygiene position is now more than 5 months. So the instinct is understandable. Hold the old wage, protect the margin, and wait for someone to take the job at your number. Here's why that instinct backfires. Hygiene isn't a cost center you can quietly starve. It's the practice's top profit center, and it's the front door to nearly every restorative case you diagnose. The exam happens in that chair. The problem gets caught in that chair. So when the chair is empty, you're not just missing a cleaning, you're missing the diagnosis that fills the schedule 3 weeks out. So put a dollar figure on it. At typical hygiene production of $150 to $200 an hour, one dark chair runs somewhere between $1,200 and $1,600 a day in lost production. In a higher fee office, staffing calculators put it as high as $2,800 a day. Let one shift a week sit empty all year, and you're looking at roughly $134,000 of production that simply never happened. And that's before you count the restorative work that walked out the door because no one was in the chair to catch it. Now hold that next to the raise. The raise is a few dollars an hour. The empty chair is six figures a year. Line them up and the math isn't close. Protecting the margin turns out to be the very thing bleeding it. So what's the operator move? Two parts. First, stop competing on the base wage alone because you'll lose that fight to the practice down the street every time. Compete on total compensation instead. The whole package. A predictable schedule, real retention, and the flexibility that exit surveys keep naming as the reason hygienists stay or leave. Those levers are often cheaper than the raise, and they're entirely yours to pull. Second, don't leave the chair dark while you hold out. Fill it with a temp. Gig staffing platforms, names like TempStars, Cloud Dentistry, or GoTo, will put a hygienist in that chair for something like $65 to $90 an hour, all in, depending on the platform. A traditional agency markup can add 30 to 45% on top of the wage, so it isn't free. But set that against $1,200 a day or more in lost production, and a marked up temp is still a large net win. A partly covered chair beats a dark one every single time. One honest caveat on the numbers. Those per day figures come from staffing vendor calculators and trade surveys, not audited books. So treat them as directional, run your own math on your own production, and keep the sources in the show notes. Here's the question for Monday morning. How many days has your hygiene chair actually sat empty this quarter? And what did that cost you? Pull the number. If it's bigger than the raise you've been resisting, and it almost always is, then the raise was never the expensive option. Because the cheapest hygienist you'll ever hire is the one whose chair is never empty. We built the empty chair cost worksheet for exactly this call. Plug in your hygienist's daily production, the days the chair's been dark, and your current versus market wage, and it lays the true cost of the vacancy right next to the cost of the raise. Get it on the Drill and Bill companion page, the link's in the show notes. And next time on Drill and Bill, when a DSO offer is really a staffing solution in disguise and how to spot it before you sign. Follow Drill and Bill on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen so the next tier down lands in your feed. drill and bill. Real owner economics, short enough to finish before the next patient.